Okay, so it's Christmas Day. And you've heard this story before about 7,500 times. On Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, the pastor walks through the church. It's really quiet because it's been kind of wild and rambunctious, singing and praying. And he noted, he walks by the nativity scene in the chancel or in the narthex of the church, and he looks, and the figurine of baby Jesus is missing. And he's a little perplexed. Someone steals baby Jesus? He's not saying these things. He's thinking of them, right? So the pastor's looking around the church. Maybe he goes walking outside. And there he sees a little boy with a shiny red wagon. Why are wagons always red, by the way? I don't understand. And in the back of the red wagon, there's the baby Jesus. And the gentle pastor walks up and says, "Hello there, young man. Where did you get that figurine of Jesus?" "Oh, in that church over there." "Oh, really? Well, why did you take him?" "Well, because about a week before Christmas, I prayed to the little Lord Jesus that if he brought me a red wagon, I'd give him a ride first." Yes, Jesus Christ was born not just for that little kid in a red wagon, but for you. For you. You're going to hear those words in a few minutes. The body of Christ, the blood of Christ, given and shed for you, for the promise of eternal life and forgiveness of all your sins today. A visible, tangible means of grace. So you're receiving a beautiful gift this morning, Jesus Christ. I heard this on the radio the other day, and I might have written it down wrong. I certainly didn't write down who said it, because I like to plagiarize. I plagiarize the Bible all the time. He says this, "If our greatest need had been information, then God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need is forgiveness. So God sent us a savior." You see, the message of this Christmas deal simply, very simply put, is what? We have a good God who's doing good things in this world for you. We often feel like it's difficult or almost impossible to remember that. All the stuff going on, and we still have a good God. Christ came in spite of sin, in spite of scandal, war, fear. Christ came in spite of racism or ageism or sexism. Christ came. Though the people forgot about God, Christ came. In spite of the hopelessness of the world, Christ came. In spite of and in and out of the pandemonium, Christ came. For you. So how'd you like to be Mary and Joe? A surprise pregnancy. This sudden census that comes out of nowhere from this Caesar Emperor Augustus character. They have to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Anyone know that's about 90 miles on a donkey and your wife is pregnant? Hello. That's more than just hopping in the car and going up to Freeway 4. I mean, come on. How many days? Unpleasant, difficult indeed. And the result was what? The world's greatest miracle. And Mary, I like the King James version of this. Maybe we learned that as kids. And Mary brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, in swaddling cloth, and laid him in a manger. Love that. That's Luke 2. Everything prior to this point, this exact moment in the world, it was the first Christmas. It was a whole lot different than how Mary planned it, right? Yeah. It also turned out to be the greatest dream come true. God used, and this might be a little over the cusp of heresy, God used a difficult situation for good for others. You. God enters this world as a baby. Who doesn't like babies? Don't you dare raise your hand. Who doesn't like babies? They're a great big bundle of needs and joy and oh. This holiness sleeping inside of Mary's womb. The creator of life is being created. Huh. He was given eyebrows and elbows and knees and kidneys and a spleen, and he's stretching out in the walls of all that amniotic fluid that's going out. It's like, thank you, God. God had come near. He came not as a flash of light or as an unapproachable conqueror. He came as one of those first cries. The first cries that this little peasant girl, she was maybe 13, and the sleepy carpenter hears this child crying. And then think of those hands, right? Those hands who were, what, unmanicured, calloused, dirty, picking up God. No silk, no ivory, no hype, no parties, no hoopla. Huh. You know, if it weren't for those shepherds, there never would have been any sort of reception. And then how about if it weren't for those stargazers? There would have been no gifts. Huh. Picture the angels watching Mary changing God's diaper. Huh? The universe watched as they wondered and saw the Almighty learning how to walk. You ever see little kids walk? It's like we're back in our drinking days again, right? It's like beautiful, beautiful children. And then think about what the rabbi was aware of, that in the pew was God. Oh, and then the things this little child would say. Later in life, he says things like this, love your neighbor. This was spoken by a man whose neighbors tried to kill him. Or this one. Pray for those who persecute you. Those are the words that came from the lips from a guy who's soon going to be begging God to forgive his murderers. Or how about this one? Jesus says, I am always with you. Those are the ones that come from, in an instant, who did the impossible. And it's all possible for you and for me. It happened in a moment, right? One moment, a miraculous, remarkable moment when what? Pastor just read it. The Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory as only a Father's Son, full of grace and truth. There will be another remarkable moment in your life. The world will see another instantaneous transformation. You see, in the beginning, man, God made it possible for a man to see God. When Jesus went home, right? The resurrection, he went home, he left the back door open. for you and for me. As a result, we will all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And the last trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable. Merry Christmas. The best is yet to come. Happy birthday, Jesus. Amen.